The following is a rebroadcast of a show originally aired on WFMU and edited for rebroadcast on Wavefarms WGXC 90.7-FM, Creative Community Radio in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. Streaming online at wavefarm.org/listen. The following is a rebroadcast of a show originally aired on WFMU and edited for rebroadcast on Wavefarms WGXC 90.7-FM, Creative Community Radio in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. Streaming online at wavefarm.org/listen. The following is a rebroadcast of a show originally aired on WFMU and edited for rebroadcast on Wavefarms WGXC 90.7-FM, Creative Community Radio in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. Streaming online at wavefarm.org/listen. The following is a rebroadcast of a show originally aired on WFMU and edited for rebroadcast on Wavefarms WGXC 90.7-FM, Creative Community Radio in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. Streaming online at wavefarm.org/listen. The following is a rebroadcast of a show originally aired on WFMU and edited for rebroadcast on Wavefarms WGXC 90.7-FM, Creative Community Radio in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. Streaming online at wavefarm.org/listen. The following is a rebroadcast of a show originally aired on WFMU and edited for rebroadcast on Wavefarms WGXC 90.7-FM, Creative Community Radio in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. Streaming online at wavefarm.org/listen. The following is a rebroadcast of a show originally aired on WFMU and edited for rebroadcast on Wavefarms WGXC 90.7-FM, Creative Community Radio in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. Streaming online at wavefarm.org/listen.
For sale.
Beauty for sale.
Memories for sale.
You can buy a piece of happiness when you buy a phonograph record. You can buy a piece of loveliness when you buy a phonograph record.
Fun for sale.
Beauty for sale.
This is Radio Ravioli. Hi, I'm Olivia. I'm here for the next little while with you. Who else would I be with, I guess? With you. We had Fat White Family just now. Touch the Leather. I love that song. Ooh, it's been in my head. You know, I feel like I advertise the YouTube too much in my day-to-day life, but, man, there's a good music video to go along with that. Well, I don't even know if it's really a music video, but there's a good video to go along with it. Oh, it's so good. He smokes an entire cigarette, or not an entire, but the whole time he's smoking one, and I don't know, it just seems so, I don't know, he's got so much pain in his face. There's a lot in it. I feel a lot when I listen to them. Fat White Family. I like them. That's what I feel. We've also been playing by a phonograph record, an unknown cassette, artifact, I don't know. I'm like in a weird zone. Oh, so I want to do this thing later on. I want to have a dream segment. I had some people tell me their dreams. And so we're going to do some of that. I'm going to have it. You can also send me your dream. I want this to be a thing. I'm trying to... I should have introduced it better. But we're going to do a dream segment. You know, it's the middle of the night for me. Oof. And, yeah, I don't know. I think about dreams a lot. So I wanted to be more explicit. But yeah, you could send me a dream. Here, I'll play you some dreams later. And then you can see what it's like. And some people are really elaborate. Some people are not. I don't know. I love dreams. I love thinking about them. I don't know. So you can email me them. Or you could, you know, whatever you want to do. I guess that's the only way to do it. Audio files only. Unless you want me to read your dreams, recite it. Recite an email. A written email. A written, whatever you want to do. DM. Direct message. I don't know. But yeah, dreams. I'm gonna include them in the show later on. You know, I usually get impatient and I, I end up doing it right after I announce it, but I'm not gonna do that this time. I'm gonna take my time. Gonna be patient. What am I talking about? Anyway, it's fun how when you got an idea in mind, you start picking out tracks like it. So, up next, we're going to play Dreaming in the Non-Dream, a new track by Chris Forsyth and the Solar Motel Band. Dreaming in the Non-Dream. I like it. I'm always dreaming. Dreaming, dreaming, dreaming. To dream. That's not how it goes. To sleep. I won't finish it. I don't like the word perchance. Anyway. Dreams. Non-dreams. Living. Not living. Ugh, I don't like that. I want to be alive for now, I guess. Ooh, man, this got dark. This is dreaming in the non-dream. Ooh. I'm disappointed with myself. Ugh, man. Why'd I gotta be... Sometimes I say the most... I lose myself. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
gonna swing the song, yeah, just a one more time, till I come back, just a one more time, when I come back, so goodbye.
Stop smoking. Every night before she went to bed, she had this treatment. Desperate for thirsty, she went into hypnotism therapy. Her therapy worked and she was never again troubled by a desire to smoke. Instead, she bit her nails. She returned to the hypnotist and was cured of nail biting, but now she was an overeater. Martha Shulman couldn't stop smoking. Every night before she went to bed, she had to have two packs. Desperate for thirsty, she went into hypnotism therapy. Her therapy worked, and she was never again troubled by a desire to smoke. Instead, she bit her nails. She returned to the hypnotist and was cured. Martha Shulman couldn't stop smoking. Every night before she went to bed, she had to have two packs. Desperate for thirsty, she went into hypnotism therapy. Her therapy worked, and she was never again troubled by a desire to... Martha Shulman couldn't stop smoking. Every night before she went to bed, she had to have two packs. Desperate for thirsty, she went into hypnotism therapy. Her therapy worked, and she was never again troubled by a desire to smoke. Instead, she bit her nails. She returned to the hypnotist and was cured of nail biting, but now she was an overeater. Martha Shulman couldn't stop smoking. Desperate for thirsty, she went into hypnotism therapy. Martha Shulman couldn't stop smoking. Every night before she went to bed, she had to have two packs. She returned to the hypnotist and was cured of nail biting, but now she was an overeater. Martha went back to the hypnotist. Martha Shulman couldn't stop smoking. Every night before she went to bed, she had to have two packs. Desperate for thirsty, she went into hypnotism therapy. Her therapy worked and she was never again troubled by a desire to smoke. Instead, she bit her nails. She returned to the hypnotist and was cured of nail biting. Martha Shulman couldn't stop smoking. Every night before she went to bed, she had to have two packs. Desperate for thirsty, she went into considered of overeating. However, in the ensuing 2 weeks, she drank 17 quarts of whiskey. Once again, she went back to treatment. Once again, she was treated. Nor the showman couldn't stop smoking. Every night before she left the bed, she went back to treatment. She was thirsty. She went into hypnotism therapy. The bed didn't work, and she was never again satisfied with that. No, and so she did the nails. Martha Sherman couldn't stop smoking. Every night before she went to bed, she had to have 2 packs. Martha Sherman couldn't stop smoking. Every night before she went to bed, she had to have 2 packs. She was an overeater. Martha went back to the hypnotist. He went to work on her, and after 3 sessions, she gave up overeating. However, in the ensuing 2 weeks, she drank 17 quarts of whiskey. Lord, once again, she developed a new compulsion. Once again, the hypnotism worked, but not alone. Martha became an ecstatic fornicator, and she never went back to the hypnotist.
Once again,
She went to work on her, doing 2 weeks backward compulsion. She found she could sleep fine, but not alone. Martha became an ecstatic sleep hypnotist. Once again, returned to the hypnotist. Once again, she developed a new compulsion. Once again, the hypnotist sleeping. She found she could treatment. Once again, she was hypnotist. Once again, she would turn to the hypnotist. Once again, the Martha Shulman couldn't stop smoking. Every night before she went to bed, she had to have 2 packs. Desperate for thirsty, she went into hypnotism therapy. The therapy worked, and she was never again troubled by a desire to smoke. Instead, she bit her nails. She returned to the hypnotist and was cured of nail biting, but now she was an overeater. Martha Shulman couldn't stop smoking. Every night before she went to bed, she had to have 2 packs. Desperate for thirsty, she went into hypnotism therapy. Her therapy worked, and she was never again troubled by a desire to smoke. Instead, she bit her nails. She returned to the hypnotist and was cured of nail biting, but now she was an overeater. Martha went back to the hypnotist. He went to work on her, and after 3 sessions, she gave up overeating. However, in the ensuing 2 weeks, she drank 17 quarts of whiskey. Once again, she went back for treatment. Once again, she was cured. Once again, she developed a new compulsion, not sleeping. Once again, she returned to the hypnotist. Once again, the hypnotism worked. She found she could sleep fine, but not alone. Martha became an ecstatic fornicator, and she never went back to the hypnotist again, ever. And the moral of the story is, when you are finished with therapy, no one has to tell you. You will know it. No one has to tell you. You will know it. No one has to tell you. You will know it. No one has to tell you. You will know it. No one has to tell you. You will know it. No one has to tell you. You will know it. Know it.